It's time for The Doctor Is In, presented by Griffin Health. Griffin Health, empowering people, advancing care.
Pelvic issues often stop women from doing the things they love. And today I'm talking to Dr. Grace Biggs from the Center for Pelvic Health at Griffin Hospital about some of the common women's myths about pelvic health. Myth number one, does this come as you age? Is that a normal thing as you get older?
I want to highlight the fact that that is a true myth, that urinary incontinence is not a normal process of aging. So please, women, just know that this is not something that you have to deal with. And if you have it and it bothers you, please come and seek medical advice and come to know what the options are and how you cannot have this as a common problem that you have to live with, and it can be fixed.
Dr. Grace Biggs of Griffin Hospital, The Doctor Is In.
Okay, myth number two. Does this usually only happen to women who have children, or can this happen to anybody?
So that's another myth. Otherwise, urologists would be so inundated we'd never go home. So it is more common in women who have had children, but I have even teenagers with this problem, and it is present in women who've never had children. So though it is more common, this condition can be present in women of all ages, and it does not necessarily relate to pregnancy or childbearing, and is present in women who've never had children. It's not a high number, but I certainly have the teenage population coming to see me because this is very upsetting to them, but it's something that some young girls experience, young women, in their teen years, and it could be for a number of different reasons. I really want young girls and young women to know that's not something that they have to live in shame with, and should absolutely come in and talk about it.
Dr. Grace Biggs of Griffin Hospital, The Doctor Is In.
What causes a person to have issues?
Such a great question, because you'd be surprised at how many women don't correlate what they drink and the types of beverages they drink has a huge impact on their urinary behaviors, and so that is important. However, it's not always related to that, because women who drink just a normal amount of fluids and good things like water will experience these issues, and so it's something much more medically related that does need medical attention. So some things can be improved with simple maneuvers like pelvic floor exercises, more frequently known as Kegel exercises. So that is something that we do recommend in many women, but sometimes that is not going to address the issue at all.
Dr. Grace Biggs of Griffin Hospital, The Doctor Is In.
What is the importance of talking about this and addressing it, and not just living with it if you don't have to?
The importance is that it can really socially isolate women, and so they don't go out like they used to. So it's really important because it affects their quality of life and their emotional health as well. So even though it's a physical issue, it's just so important that women know they don't need to live in silence about it. And, you know, women talk about a lot of things, which is such a great thing, but sometimes this is so embarrassing that they can't talk about this even with their girlfriends or their mothers or their sisters. And so that's even more isolating. I just want women to know their options, and that we really want to improve the quality of life for women of all ages.
And that's today's The Doctor Is In, presented by Griffin Health. You to Dr. Grace Biggs of Griffin Hospital. Griffin Health, empowering people, advancing care. Join us every Monday at 4:50 p.m. to hear The Doctor Is In, presented by Griffin Health.